Everus Weekly Synthesis, 2026-06-15 to 2026-06-21. The U.S.-Iran deal was engineered partial, oil risk fell, compliance and proxy risk rose. The central thesis. The week's mispriced event is not the Hormuz reopening, but the deliberate bifurcation of the U.S.-Iran settlement. Washington relieved the nuclear and choke point track while keeping the regional proxy and sanctions track explicitly open and in places intensifying it. For Gulf and Iraq exposed portfolios, oil logistics risk is genuinely falling, while compliance, counterparty, and Levant-linked tail risk is rising, and the price tape, which collapsed Brent more than $14 as if all risk were retired, cannot see the redistribution. The strongest competing read is that this is simply a fragile deal that could reverse into renewed war. The observable that distinguishes them is whether Iran's Hormuz closure rhetoric, tied to Lebanon, ever converts into an actual transit collapse. So far, traffic data has undercut every such claim, which favors redistribution over reversal. The obvious story this week wrote itself. A framework signed, the port's blockade lifted, airspace reopening over Iraq and Kuwait, and Brent sliding from the mid-$80 through $80 and briefly below $78 before clawing back. Read at the level of the tape, the war is over and the war premium is gone. That reading is incomplete and, for institutional positioning, misleading. The settlement was not a clean retirement of risk. It was engineered to be partial, and the partition runs precisely along the lines that matter most to Gulf counterparties. The structural tell is in the framework text itself. The 17th of June reporting on the memorandum makes clear. It preserves the existing sanctions architecture in modified form rather than dissolving it. Washington retained a reimposition lever over Iranian and Russian crude even as it waived specific restrictions. A deal built around a snapback mechanism is conditional by design. That conditionality was not theoretical. The same week the Iran perimeter loosened, OFAC sanctioned Hezbollah's former presidential candidate and the deputy head of its political council, alongside designations in Lebanon and Syria. The compliance frontier moved in the opposite direction to the headline. Washington is signaling that the framework covers Iran's nuclear and Hormuz files, not its regional network.
The Iraq track sharpens the point. U.S. Envoy Barrick pressed Baghdad on the 16th of June for a specific timeline to disarm Iran-linked militias, while the Quds Force chief publicly framed the deal as a victory and vowed the proxy network endures. That contradiction is the live risk for Iraq-exposed contractors, and it sits on top of a fiscal squeeze as Parliament fell back to a roughly $23 billion stopgap mini-budget after the export halt, freezing reconstruction procurement tied to full-year allocations even as S&P removed Iraq from credit watch. The improvement in sovereign optics and the deterioration in payment timing for foreign contractors are happening simultaneously. The transmission channel from the proxy track back into Gulf shipping risk became explicit at week's end. On the 21st of June, Iran justified a renewed Hormuz closure threat by citing Israeli strikes on Lebanon, not the nuclear file, even as its top negotiators traveled to Bergenstock and tracking data showed vessels still transiting. This is the third closure-themed claim this month that traffic data has contradicted, after Iran had already waived transit fees for 60 days. The pattern is an actor managing optics while keeping the lane open, but the linkage is the warning. A Levant flare-up can now reach Gulf logistics through Tehran signaling even with the U.S.-Iran track live. The Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire that broke at dawn and was restitched, then saw strikes killing at least 20 a day later, is the load-bearing variable, not the nuclear talks. Meanwhile, the physical reopening lags the paper one in a way the tape ignores. Intertanko put roughly 80 mines in the main shipping lane with clearance measured in weeks. AIS crossings stayed in single digits while Brent-priced barrels that have not shipped. The genuine divergence is between Kuwait Petroleum lifting force majeure and targeting 2 million barrels per day within a week, a contractual bet on clearance speed, and the bank and underwriter view that flows recover slowly. The binding constraint has migrated from the strait to demining, loading berths, and storage repositioning, which is why Asia-UAE spot freight stayed locked near $7,000 against a $1,000 baseline. War risk cover and freight, not diplomats, are setting the real timeline. This reframes the supply and price debate. Vortex's reassessment that the actual outage was a fraction of the headline 10 MBD implies the June spike rested partly on a measurement error, and Brent near $78 may already overshoot. But the reflow is logistics-gated, not deal-gated, and OPEC's pointed publication of a bullish 113 MBD by 2030 demand case and a $700 billion annual investment call reads as coordinated floor defense as the war premium evaporates. The relevant question is shifting from choke point risk to who absorbs Iran's returning volume within OPEC plus quotas. For Saudi and Iraqi fiscal balances, sub-$80 crude squeezes budgets set against panic period assumptions. Underneath all of this, the durable theme continued indifferent to the headlines. Gulf Sovereign Capital kept deploying outward. Masdar's $978 million, Repsol Close, Mubadala into the Greenlink Interconnector, KKR Kuwait's $10 billion, AI Vehicle, Oak Hill Onshoring, $112 billion, to DIFC mid-conflict. That is the structural diversification hedge. Real but slow, and not this week's mispriced call. The call this week is narrower and more actionable. Buy crude logistics normalization on a lag, but treat the compliance and proxy perimeter the framework left open as the place where the next repricing actually lives. Investment implications. Banks and corporates with Lebanon/Syria counterparty exposure face widening secondary sanctions risk from the OFAC Hezbollah designations, even as Iran relief proceeds. Keep the Levant compliance perimeter ring-fenced from any Iran reentry optimism. Firms contemplating Iran reentry should assume relief routes through IRGC-controlled construction/energy/infrastructure entities. Absent named OFAC carve-outs, the trade carries direct reputational and secondary sanctions exposure. Iraq-exposed reconstruction contractors should price a procurement freeze and payment timing risk from the stopgap budget, plus the unresolved militia disarmament file, despite the credit watch upgrade tanker, freight, and war risk underwriters. Demining lag in Asia-UAE freight near $7,000, keep insurance and rates elevated well past the ceasefire, fade premature freight normalization bets, Saudi and Iraqi fiscal balances and Aramco sit under sub-$80, Brent pressure against panic period barrel loss assumptions, Vortexa now calls overstated expect OPEC plus floor defense behavior, crude logistics normalization is investable, but on a lag gated by berths, storage, and demining, not by the deal headline, direction right, timing slower than the tape. Northern Iraq barrel exposure remains capped by the unresolved Kirkuk-Tehran extension, concentrating dependence on southern Basra flows Gulf, sovereign outbound deployment, Masdar, Mubadala, PIF, KKR Kuwait, DIFC managers, remains the durable diversification hedge through the cycle.
This has been Everest Weekly Synthesis.